found that to be absolutely amazing. Okay, but that's what I learned with Rabbi Reichman, senior. I remember junior also, when he was a little tot. And Baruch Hashem, butzin, Gemara says, Gemara Brachas, sorry, maybe you didn't get there yet. At a very young age, it was very clear what was happening in that family. What do I learn with Rabbi Reichman? We learned for 6 years together. We learned Rav of Shas. We still learned 3 hours in the afternoon. Gemara Shin Taisus, we started at Brachas. We went all the way, we almost finished Shas. But in the seventh year, I left him. Or I should say, I made a big mistake. I left. I had to go into Parnassa mode. I was already in Parnassa mode. I was a Rav New York for a number of years. But then I went into Chinuch, the world of Chinuch, in a very serious way. That was a probably massive misfortune for the world of Chinuch. But whatever the case is, I had this chusel learning with his father for 6 years. And Adayom Azeh, I feel Ksharim of Yedidus of Abba to the Reichman family. I'm not allowed to speak about Rabbi Reichman. Miktsah Shvacho Shal Adam Lefanov. You know what Rabbi Reichman is? A chetza mishtigal toya! What does that mean? Translate that. Translate that. Where are you? Oh, there you are. You moved.
Sorry.
Shana mokum, shana mazel. Shinu mokum, shinu vest. Okay, what does that mean? A chetza mishtigal toya? You know what that means?
I do not know.
He is the quintessence of Torah. The embodiment of Torah.
That I have to agree.
Excellent. Wow, I got your haskama for something. Wow. You're acquiescent. Simple matter.
Rosh Hashanah.
Rosh Hashanah. It's a Beis HaLevi, but I'm not going to say it over there. That's a long Beis HaLevi. The Gemara Megillah, though, speaks about, you know, there are two types of, when we speak about articles of a mitzvah, there are two types of articles. There's Tashmishi Mitzvah, Tashmishi Kedusha. You familiar with that? Tashmishi Mitzvah is something the Gemara says that can be discarded, albeit in a mitzvah mechubedet. What's called a tashmishi mitzvah? Something that can be discarded after you finish using it. A lulav, an esrog, correct? You use it during the time that it is suited for, namely, dalad minim, on sukkis, and then after that, you put it away. But there are things that are called tashmishi kedusha that inherently have sanctity. What has inherent sanctity? He's my Rebbe Muvok, Jonathan Schlitter.
Torah.
What?
Torah.
I say the Torah. What else? You're on a roll. Continue. Excellent. What makes them different? The Gemara says about Tashmish Kedusha, Nignozin. You have to put it in Geniza. One more, you'll have a Chazaka. But you're already my Rebbe Muvok. See, you're my Rebbe, he's my Rebbe Muvok. The Nafkamina is him, I see him. 2 kilometers away, I get up and start running. You, only within Talaramas. But you'll get there. Hashem. Anyway, so Tashmish Kedusha means something that inherently has Kedusha. A Sefer Torah is inherently Kedusha. You know what a Talmud Chacham is like? He's the embodiment of a Sefer Torah. He's a Sefer Torah. Rabbi Reichman is a Sefer Torah. His whole family is Sefer Torah. And you know what you do with Sefer Torah? You, Sfaradi Tahor, what do you do with them? You hug them, you kiss them, you learn them. You basically, you want to be enveloped by them. You know what envelop means? What does envelop? Encompassed. To be engulfed by them. Surrounded by them. Permeated by them. He's always smiling at me. We have a chabur of Kohanim on Monday night. I look forward to it every week. Wow, he's volume. Chachlili enayi miyoyi, like among subis. Wow, perpetually smiling. Like Moshe Zalman, like Yaakov Kamenetsky. Zecha tzadikim lebrochem. So Rabbi Eichmann, he's the embodiment of a Sefer Torah. To write a Sefer, I am not really zocher to write Svarim. Rabbi Eichmann does it, tzmid mekitzidvam, musafim kilchosam. You know what kind of energy is required? Not just physical energy, psychic energy. To put a sefer like this together, I don't know how to describe it. Gargantuan, as Rabbi Reichman in his modesty described umpteen hours that were spent on it. I'm sure it was even more than that. What an accomplishment. What a schus to have such a Rebbe in our midst. What a schus for you to have such a Rebbe. Take advantage of him. He's a walking sefer Torah. The din is when you see a Sefer Torah walking, what do you have to do? What's the din?
Stand up.
The Gemara. Where's the Gemara? Kiddushin. Oh, you all learned the first parak. I'm sorry. I apologize. But maybe Makkos you learned. So Kedusha de Makis, Gemara speaks of Hani Babli Tipshoi, these foolish Babylonians. They stand up for the Sefer Torah, and they don't stand up for a Talmud Chacham. We have Baruch Hashem, great Talmud Chacham in our yeshiva, with Zochet, tremendous chus, and you guys, we're also Zochet to have people like you. You're a wonderful group. Wonderful Shanalef, I'm very taken by you. Wow. And it was so such a nice, wholesome group of people. And I'm not on drugs. I don't do that. I don't do drugs, I don't do alcohol, I don't do liquor. That's why I'm not normal. But I don't do those things. What should I do? What do you suggest? You know what I do? The Torah. That's what you guys got to do. So here you have a Baruch Hashem. What a tremendous accomplishment. Really, be Makir Tov. We are Makir Tov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Reichman family in their boundless chesed decided to do us this kindness and put out Bar Mitzvah. Wow. If not for these Svarim, I will be, yes. Chatoy Ani Maskir. Masechet Sukkah, that Rabbi Reichman Sr., his father Shlita, and maybe Asim Shona. Bibrius and Her Amalia put out. I heard all the Shurim on Sukkah. I was there the whole time in a congregation called Maria in Manhattan. I went for 12 years. And her little Shurim Matzukah in Yiddish, and Rabbi Reichman, his father, Shlita, put out Sukkah. Then he started putting out other Masechta. That I was not Zochet to even the Rav. Large sections of Baba Kama, I was Zochet for the Sefer that I use on an ongoing basis. In the Dorm, I wasn't Zochet to even the Rav, I already left. Shavuos, I already left. Brachos, I was here when Rabbi Reichman wrote the Sefer on Brachos, and I love Masechta's Brachos. And the yeshiva is learning it this year. And the sefer is moly v'godesh, chock full. Chock full. You cannot imagine. Okay, I would say first learning Gemara Rashi. That would be a good idea. Before you get to this heavy kind of stuff. But eventually, okay? Eventually, you'll take a look at the sefer. You'll be, Jonathan, blown away. You may have a gasket along the way. You know what having a gasket means?
Yeah.
It's an expression. What does it mean?
You're blown away.
Correct. Unbelievable spur. Nuggets from Doli Hador. One of the Doli Hador, who Baruch Hashem, we breathe and live here. And Rabbi Reichman, probably more than anybody else in this yeshiva, breathes and lives around Soloveitchik. I'm not Zochin. I was only very, very Lilliputian Talmud sitting somewhere in the shir. But Rabbi Reichman, he lives and breathes around Soloveitchik. What a great schus we have. Baruch Hashem, let's thank you, Baruch Shalom, Shevach Vodah. But Rabbi Reichman said a few moments ago, he didn't have a dream. You know, there's another guy who had a dream. You heard of him? I once marched with him. King, you know King? Not the king that Rabbi Schneider speaks about, or all these other kings. I don't know who they're talking about. We got these sport kings. And all, what are their names, these guys? What do you call them?
Athletes.
What's their name? Athletes. Sorry. And Yilam Akirotam. He mentions names of people. He always speaks about these Gdoli Ador. I don't know. Muhammad Ali, Cassius Clay. Gdoli Ador, I'm not so familiar with them. But Har Soloveitchik, I am familiar with. I do have some close people I never heard of in my entire life. These are the people who are going to become associated. And halavai, that from this group, right here in the entire yeshiva, we should be zochet to have Talmidei Chacham, we already have, among our graduates. And halavai B'nai Torah. And halavai Gdoli Yisrael. And halavai people who can write Svarim. I have no doubt that in this room, there will be one, two, maybe more that will emerge. Hakayin Nagodim Echav, you never know. So when you write that sefer, maybe 20 years from now, 25 years from now, please invite me. I hope Hashem will be mezakeh me to be there so I can enjoy the simcha with you and we can dance together.
Amen.
Beis Hashem. Halavai, we should all be zeichet, not just to learn Torah, because all you can do it. All you have unbelievable potential. The Ramban writes in this week's parasha, I was going to talk about the pasuk Yamitzvah Azayis, but Rabbi Reichman stole my thunder very quickly. I was thinking what the connection is. But Umbal Hashem al Kecha Zavocha Vizavav Zavecha, the Ramban writes, Hashem will circumcise our hearts. That's what the purpose of the yeshiva is, to circumcise our hearts, to realize that the emes, the eternity of life, is right here. It's in the Torah, in Maseches Bar Mitzvah, in Maseches Kedushin, in Maseches Brachos. It's hard for people your age to realize it. I had the same issue. I wasn't where you are. I was way behind you. I wasn't where you are. I wasn't talking to be where you are today. You are way ahead of me. I didn't go to yeshiva at the age of 18. I waited until I graduated university. I graduated college. So I'm 4 years behind you. So you're 4 years ahead of me. So you got a massive head start over me. So I'm basically a hopeless and hapless case. But you, there's hope. Tremendous potential. Halavai, you should use that potential. Realize the Rabbeim that we have. Go after them. Stalk them! I'm amita stalking Lo Yisrael. Amita stalking Tamnei Chacham. I wish I could stalk Rabbi Rashbi. I'd be following him all day and all night. But it's hard for me. I have too many telephone calls to make to try to raise money for the yeshiva and do other kinds of things. You guys are a beautiful group. Hashem should give you, all of us, a bracha. We should, you know what they say in simple English? Steig! What does it mean to steig?
Learn.
Excellent! Not just to learn, but to learn with hasmoda, to learn with energy. If you want to talk about someone with energy, he's the man Hashem should give him. Amen. V'yesim, b'briyas and harim aliyah. The most effervescent Rebbe in the whole yeshiva. I don't come near his toenails. His katsulayim. Zest and fervor. I can do it for 3 seconds. He can go on for 3 hours. Alamai, we all should be zochet to that energy of Torah, to become ionically bonded with the Torah. I talk organic chemistry. But anyway, to be ionically bonded with the Torah, and Beis Hashem is Baruch, we should all become Tamidei Chachamim, Bnei Torah, Lenetzach Nitzach.
Amen.